We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams. And for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage. Push button. Get mortgage. I just spent about 7-8 minutes talking with Grillo and Moriello. They're producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio, New York City, with Caserta, who you just heard on the updates. He'll be by in about 27 minutes. And this baseball mess that Rob Manfred and the Major League Baseball Players Association have rolled out this week that keeps growing, it seems, day to day, it is one of the biggest clown shows this side of politics on both sides of the aisle in America. I have to ask my listeners on AM 610 down in Houston, and you may be watching the Rockets and the Lakers, can you tell me why they would do a fan fest? This is the arrogance. It's the arrogance of Rob Manfred. It's the arrogance of Major League Baseball. That we're just going to suspend A.J. Hinch and Lou now for a year. And then we cut a deal with immunity for the players because we don't want to investigate it. Well, it would take too much time and everything would be in court. Really? How much time did you spend going after Barry Bonds or Sosa or performance-enhancing drugs? My Lord, just immunity? Oh, and it's the clubhouse code. And I can't believe fires would break the clubhouse code in baseball. What's your code? To rat out your manager and your GM and get them fired while you get a paycheck? That's the Major League Baseball clubhouse code? Oh, and then I love this one. Oh, well, you know, this has been going on since the beginning of time in baseball. You hypocrites. You're the same people where, oh, performance-enhancing drugs. Oh, my God, it's changed the game. Look at the numbers. They're cheaters. Barry Bonds is a cheater. Barry Bonds. Barry Bonds is a cheater. Barry Bonds. And I've told everybody this about performance-enhancing drugs. And most of the former major leaguers I've talked to taking performance-enhancing drugs was more about injury recovery than it was about just becoming Popeye or the Hulk. You know, you still have to put the bat on the ball. So what's the difference? And I want to ask you this. What's the difference between, okay, I HGH, but I still have to have the hand-eye coordination to put the bat on the ball. So if I'm able to flick it at an outside fastball or breaking pitch without knowing what's coming, and I'm able to drive it out in a small ballpark like Minute Maid Ballpark in Houston, what's the difference between a trash can sound, knowing that a changeup is coming, so I'm going to park my weight on my back foot and just drill it over the left field wall? What's the difference in this cheating, selective, sanctioning world that we live in? NFL will allow players to come back from almost beating women to death or killing somebody after a Monday Night Football watch party in St. Louis, but Tom Brady was treated like Hannibal Lecter, and that thing almost went to the Supreme Court over deflated footballs. Selective sanctioning. And a lot of you are hypocrites. Flat out hypocrites. Baseball couldn't punish the entire remaining Astros roster and players elsewhere who are on that 2017 World Championship team because Houston is one of their biggest baseball entities right now. You can fire the manager, you can fire the GM. That's okay. Red Sox, you know, Alex Cora, you're gone. Carlos Beltran, the only player called out for the 2017 Astros. And by the way, his numbers weren't inflated, okay? It doesn't look like he benefited from the trash can. So we're going to protect our entertainment entity that draws big numbers to Minute Maid Ballpark in the Houston Astros. But we're going to suspend the coach or the manager and the GM, and then ownership will fire him. oh, well, there's immunity. Because my first thought when I heard this story was, how come no players are being held accountable? And then you read about immunity. And then I look at Rob Manfred and I say, why would you do immunity if you had a former player in fires who was willing to tell you what happened and was on that roster? Is that not a witness to a crime? You know, Otta, I have a witness. Instead, once you found out how deep and dirty this was, you protected the team. Oh, and that roster includes Jose Altuve, Carlos Correa, Bregman. Oh, a couple of the same guys that you rolled out at your fan fest less than a week after one of the ugliest stories in baseball history hits the fan. Because you're arrogant. You think you're above it. Oh, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if we cheat. It doesn't matter that nobody heard the can, that you look at the 2017 playoff numbers. You look at Kershaw, like a 0.82 ERA at home, and it was like 6+ in Houston. And granted, Minute Maid Ballpark is called the juice box. I get it. But if you let a major leaguer know that he can sit back with that incredible hand-eye coordination that got them to the big leagues, that's why Altuve, Bregman, these little guys are crushing it. You're like, man, these guys are unbelievable. They're unbelievable. They know. It's like they know what's coming. So you cut a deal where you don't take away the banner, which never happens in pro sports. Because fans want to hold on to that. You know, look how long people in Chicago have held on to the Super Bowl shuffle 85 Bears. Colleges will vacate it. Oh, don't get me going on cheating in college. Yeah, you got LSU basketball with their coach on an FBI wiretap, and you have a booster running money through a borderline Make-A-Wish Cancer Foundation, and nobody wants to talk about that, but they're going to talk about LSU as national champs. See, it's a selective sanctioning. You know, the kid can't transfer to go be closer to his dad who's dying, but Fields can be immediately eligible from Georgia to Ohio State. It's just, you know, man, I believe there's more good than bad in sports. There are better people than bad people in sports life. I really do. I believe that. I have to. I don't care if I'm Rob Manfred and there's a cheating scandal. I don't care if you got to put AAA players on that roster. You hammer the players as much as you hammered the manager. And don't, and I'm going to love this side because I can't wait to open up the phones. The defenders in the midst that are out there. Oh, well, you know, the GM and the manager should have shut it down. Really? Not one of those players, while playing, because of the code in the baseball clubhouse, not one reached a point and said, I'm not doing it. Maybe somebody did. Not one of those Astros had the moral fiber in their conscience, in their soul, to say, I will not cheat to win. Not one. And since this has come out, not one Astro has said, I never wanted this to continue. Not one. Because you got to keep the code. Yeah, that code where you'll turn your back on your manager and your GM and have them scarred for life to save your own rear. The code. Yeah, God, I'm going to lose my voice. We're like 12 minutes in. I got to do 4 hours. I've talked about this a lot because I won't let it go. And I said it when it came down that Rob Manfred and the Major League Baseball Players Association will have to do something. I don't care about an immunity deal. I don't. I don't. You know, the players, if they have immunity, then have the baseballs to come clean with what happened, not the Bregman soundbite. Because all these players, in my mind, until the truth and the number of who and when comes out, will all be labeled with the Scarlet C for cheating. They're going to get ripped in every ballpark. There's going to be doubt about every number they put up. And I'm not talking about the Twitter pitchfork mob. I'm talking about not knowing that they got immunity. Like prison rats turning on someone else to get 6 months off their sentence. That's what that Houston Astros clubhouse code is all about. So I would assume if Carlos Beltran, the only player outed, is pressured to step down before he ever manages the Mets in one game, I would hope Major League Baseball never allows any of those Astros or any current player who is on that roster or who has immunity and has cheated, that they're never, never allowed to manage or coach in the major leagues or minor leagues for any franchise when their careers are over. Man. You know, and then you hear stories, Jack McDowell saying that La Russa had an elaborate setup on WFNZ. He's coaching baseball at Queens College, I think, down in North Carolina. And he told that historic sports radio station, WFNZ, I think on Friday, that La Russa had a setup with a video camera that a light below the Gatorade sign would come up on, you know, off speed or fastball. And then you have the core thing with the Red Sox. I mean, you know, you look at these two teams, the Red Sox and the Astros, who are two of, you know, who are the big franchises in baseball that are doing well? Obviously, Yankees, Dodgers, Astros, Red Sox, right? You know, Nats who just won it all. But I'm talking about national teams and not the Nationals. Yeah, it's the Red Sox, it's the Yankees, it's Cubs, it's Astros, Dodgers, right? I'm talking about teams that kind of transcend coast to coast, whether you're in Maine or Mission Viejo, California. It's an embarrassment that Major League Baseball will give the players immunity and pile on the manager and GM and talk about, well, the bosses are in charge. And really, well, I thought about this. Then why haven't the managers and GMs been held accountable for allowing performance-enhancing drugs to be prevalent on one of their rosters or in their minor league system? Why are they held accountable for banging the trash can or possibly the buzzer, but the managers or the GMs in this selective sanctioning escape most of the time? Pete Rose? Hello. Yeah, put him in the Hall of Fame. Barry Bonds? If you're going to drop an asterisk on him one day in Cooperstown, you better drop an asterisk on every Astros hitter that makes it to Cooperstown. And maybe because of this, none of those Astros will ever be immortalized in the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame. I want your feedback. Where do you stand on all this? How do you, if there's immunity, you can't punish the players, but what do you do if you're Major League Baseball to end a tidal wave that I don't think is going to end? I know they're hoping this is over by the time you get to spring training. It's not going to end. It's not. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter. And Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line, 1-855-212-4227, is sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. Easy. We do have Moriello and Grillo back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Greg Caserta with an update here in about 6 minutes. Throughout this show, we'll take your feedback on the Astros cheating scandal that gets to Boston, to Carlos Beltran with the Mets, allegations of Tony La Russa did it when he was managing the White Sox. Where, after this, what, five-day run on it, where are you at? 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Let's go to Brian in beautiful British Columbia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Huge, thank you for the time. First thing I'd like to say is I appreciate you for acknowledging the emotional response of basing your opinion and rational. I think we have three things we can control: our actions, reactions, and our mindset. And everybody that wants to be angry at the Astros doesn't realize that they're simply trying to get an edge in business. And I think we have to take a step back and understand why they try to do what they can do. And this is a business, and the coaches, players, and organization made a lot of money. And I understand that we view it as cheating now, but it's really, we didn't think of it first. I think that in 15 to 20 years, we're going to look back at this and realize that it may revolutionize or change the game. And they're simply the first to do it, and heavy lies the crowd. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Ben, in British Columbia. Eddie, in Florida, you're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hi, Hugh. How you been?
Doing good, Eddie.
My take on this is, as an outsider of any of the teams mentioned, except in my Mets, because I'm a Mets fan, and I've noticed the way that several media outlets have actually tried to turn the Mets into this, being as guilty as the parties involved, because for the simple fact that they hired Beltran. Now, that's one thing I didn't like about it. Now, getting to the subject at hand, it's like a dog that continues to chase its tail, continuing doing something stupid and expecting a different outcome. I spoke to several friends of mine, and we all agree that something really unphenomenally drastic needs to be done here, to the point where you serve notice, see what happened to Team A. It's going to happen to you with no remorse, no easy getting off, no passes. And my one friend mentioned it to me, and it sounded really drastic, but the more I think about it, the more I agree with him. You take the banner away, you take the trophy away, remove it from all baseball history records, and he even went as far as to say, get their rings back, because they were all in on it, they all knew about it, so they all don't deserve a ring.
Well and said, Eddie. You know what, buddy?
For life.
You know, and I get that, buddy. I appreciate your call down in Florida. We have a ton of people coming in. I want to grab a few more before we get to Caserta. Yeah, the message that they've sent to every Major League Baseball team is go ahead and cheat because we'll just fire the manager and or GM. That's it. That's the message that they've sent here. And some will say, well, yeah, and all week long on my statewide show in Michigan, and there's been about 15% defenders of the Astros and the cheating, and I've gone back and forth, and I appreciate all opinions. That they're like, well, this is part of the game, you can't strip. Why can't you strip it? But I don't know now with that immunity deal, and I guarantee the Major League Baseball Players Association, one of the most powerful unions, this side of the Teamsters, I'm serious. I guarantee there were lawyers and things set out. Because otherwise, wouldn't ownership be firing some players? Oh, we can't give up on a great player. Well, why? You gave up on a great manager, great GM. Why can't you give up on a great player? Oh, you can't fire the team. Yeah, you can. You can fire the team. And then this difference that a lot of people brought up between, well, performance-enhancing drugs, it's a cheating mechanism, and some will say, well, the players still had to hit that pitch knowing it was coming, or, you know, get the second on a double or the third on a triple. That's the same thing I said at the top in my opening huge opinion, that you have to still, even on, if it was just about, you know, becoming the biggest possible person made you a great baseball player, no. Performance-enhancing drugs, you still have to put the bat on the ball. You still have to keep your hands in. You know, you still have to go the opposite way. Pitchers still have to pitch. And I'm telling you, the performance-enhancing drugs was more about injury recovery than anything else, at least to the major leaguers I talked to. Let's go to Matthew in our nation's capital. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. Here's the situation. First, in terms of the differentiation between performance-enhancing drugs and what the Houston Astros did and what potentially Boston did, is that with the individuals taking performance-enhancing drugs, it's individuals, whereas with the sign-stealing, it's systemic. It's throughout the entire organization, which is what makes it more pernicious.
Thank you, Matthew and DC. I appreciate the call. So you're saying if a whole team takes performance-enhancing drugs and they stay together on it and they turn on the manager and the GM, then it's okay to cheat. Okay. Now let's go to Shaheen in Houston listening on AM 610, the epicenter of the Astros cheating scandal, here on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Doing good, my friend.
I listen to you all the time. So, you know, I live in Houston, but I've been a Yankee fan ever since I was a little boy. So I put up with some of the crap I hear from these Astro fans all the time. So I guess the question I've got for you is that, you know, stealing is one thing, but the player still has to be able to execute. Just because he knows what's coming doesn't mean necessarily that he's going to be able to execute or put the, you know, bat on the ball in order to, you know, get the job done. If it's anything, you know, I don't condone it because I think the Yankees should have been in the World Series that the Astros won. But the fact it still is, so did the Red Sox cheat better than the Astros the year they won? So why wouldn't the Astros turn in Alex Cora? And what happened to them this past year when the Nationals won? You know, so knowing what's coming doesn't mean necessarily that the player, you know, would get the job done. They still have to, you know, be able to execute. So I wanted your opinion on that.
Thank you, Shaheen. Appreciate you listening down in Houston on AM 610. You back up my argument on performance-enhancing drugs that you still have to execute as a pitcher or a hitter or with your speed. You know, turn, hit the bag on the inside, still slide and avoid the tag if you're going for two or three. You back up my argument on performance-enhancing drugs. And look at people who have been raked over the coals like Sosa and Bonds. And then McGuire was a Disney hero, right? Selective sanctioning. And that's the hypocrisy of this. It has fueled my fire all week long on my statewide show in Michigan and tonight here on CBS Sports Radio. I want your feedback, your huge opinions, where you stand on this. 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook. Callers online, your huge opinions are next.
It's the Saturday Night Huge Show. Once again, here's Huge Bill Simonson.
We are back live across North America, something we do together each and every Saturday night. We're all about huge opinions, yours and mine. Grillo and Moriello producing the show back at CBS Sports Radio in New York City. Greg Caserta will have another award-winning update here in about 20 minutes. Taking your huge opinions on this mess in Major League Baseball right now. Where are you at on it? From the Red Sox not being punished, but only the Astros, Beltran steps down with pressure probably behind closed doors without ever managing a game. All connected, Cora, Beltran, Hinch, Luhnow, everybody connected to the Astros. Yet the players with this immunity deal run free. And then they just have an arrogance about them. Well, baseball did what they had to do. No. No. And I believe, and I haven't heard Astros fans defending the players. And the Red Sox fans have had it. You know, there still is some tradition. And this is the fight of Rob Manfred when he's trying to speed up the game or change or get gimmicky. You cannot mess with the core of a baseball fan. It is rooted in their upbringing. And until the day they die, it is. You know, I grew up, baseball's my sport. I'm not a, you know, guys take performance-enhancing drugs. Could I still watch them swing a bat? Yes, because it's a thing of beauty. Stealing signs, I think, is dirty. And, you know, performance-enhancing drugs, was Bonds great before he took them? Yeah. You know, you get into stealing signs, and you look at that documented numbers in the playoffs, because I'm guessing that, you know, this can wasn't used every game. It was used when the crowd was loud, when it didn't stick out in big games. And when you look at the splits, home and away, postseason 2017, for visiting pitchers, and you look at for the Astros' main hitters, it's so obvious. And Rob Manfred in baseball, they missed the boat on this. I don't get why you need immunity. Oh, well, it's going to be a long fight in court. Who cares? You're not going to fight for what's right? Immunity for what? For ratting out the manager that they knew? That the GM in Houston knew? Ratting out Cora, ratting out Beltran, that's your immunity if you're an Astros player under the Major League Baseball Players Association? That's your immunity? That's your baseball clubhouse code? That's your conscience speaking? Come on. You can join in 1-855-212-4CBS. That's 1-855-212-4227. At Saturday Huge on Twitter, some tweets rolling in. David B. 42 tweets, Manfred made the deal well in advance, punishes only the Astros, links Cora and Beltran to the Astro scandal. Cora is, quote, alleged to have done it in 2018. He's fired. Beltran also shown the door. No penalty for the Red Sox. All prearranged. Justin LaCroix, who is listening in beautiful Maryville, Tennessee, tweets at Saturday Huge, the fact that Altuve came out and said he did nothing wrong when there is video proof of the banging trash cans proves they still feel above the law. And he even boasted they would make it to the 2020 World Series, shows no remorse whatsoever. So you can join in at Saturday Huge on Twitter. Also, talk to North America and deliver your huge opinion, 1-855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Jack in Louisiana. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm a Texan. I'm a Galveston born, just south of Houston. Grew up watching the Astros, and I was sitting there eating me a sandwich. I was hungry until I heard you start with your Adam Schiff and Nancy Pelosi speech about the Houston Astros. You laugh, but see, that's the whole point. That's why America's so messed up right now. You know, you're a sport commentator. You know, you're supposed to stay kind of in the middle. But you know, what really upset me is when you were saying nobody on the Astros roster should ever be able to coach or manage the team. Look, let me. I got a catcher sitting there. The whole idea is, like you also said, I agree with you on this. It's between the batter and the pitcher, okay? Babe Ruth used to walk up to home plate and he'd point to the outfield. He didn't care what you're going to throw him. He didn't care how fast it was, in the dirt, over his head. He had in his mind he was going to hit it over the fence, and he would. He did that four times one time in one game. It don't matter. I played baseball all my growing up, adolescent years. I love to see it's a mental game. The rest of the guys in the field are there just picking up whatever happens between the pitcher and the catcher. The catcher squats. He puts his fingers between his legs. He's giving the pitcher the signals. He's got his catcher's mitt to the left, shielding the third base coach so he don't see to tell his batter what's going on. Everybody in the dugout sitting there chewing gum, chewing tobacco, spitting sunflower seeds everywhere, and they're all looking to see if they can pick up on something. Man, you know, baseball is different than football. Baseball is different than basketball. It's a youthful game. They're making millions of dollars. They're having fun. None of them guys are bad. Altuve is an awesome guy. He didn't mean. I mean, you know, come on.
Jack, I love you and I love Louisiana. Thanks for the call. Don't ever call me Nancy Pelosi. Don't ever call me. Don't you ever, Adam Schiff, and that's Schiff with an IFF, no T's. Is that don't ever call me Nancy Pelosi. And I'm not delivering fake news. This is real. My point, and Jack, maybe you didn't hear it when you're on hold, that if we're going to hold performance-enhancing drugs and other forms of cheating in baseball, and we're going to treat it like it's breaking the gospel of the game, then the players need to be held accountable. And yeah, I said if Carlos Beltran can't manage a team, because he wasn't a manager or a coach with the Astros, he was playing, that was his last year, then why should he be forced to step down and not guys in the future? Why are these Astros players being protected? Like they're the children of God's corn. Why? Why are they being protected? They're protected by baseball. Fans are protecting them. Why? Oh, but cheating's not that big of a deal. And even now, Jack, you're saying they still have to put the bat on the ball. Well, then what's the argument on saying performance enhancement use is cheating? What's that argument? They still got to put the bat on the ball, that Clemens still had to paint the inside corner, even if the fastball was 2 or 3 more miles an hour, he still had to paint the inside corner, right? Still had to mix up his pitches. I do like technology, and I have an idea when I was watching all this unfold. Eliminate signals and signs. Create a microphone on the pitcher and the catcher, right? Pitcher, catcher. That's not the manager, no one else on the dugout where you could get a third party involved. Pitcher, catcher. Catcher has, there's a little mic could be sewn into the jersey of the pitcher. Catcher can, you know, he can hit a button, he can have it in his, on his glove, whatever, and asking for a pitch, and the pitcher gets it. Why not? You know, remember, you know, they're talking in helmets in football. And nobody could cheat on stealing what's coming, right? Unless you intercepted the signal, which would, you know, take some time. But my, look at the archaic thing the Astros did with a monitor in a hallway down from in the tunnel from the Astros bench and a trash can. Okay, good. What was that? You know, from the set of Deliverance? Trash, and no one sees them. These umps, somebody gets hurt, comes down the tunnel, a doctor, a neutral party. No one sees here's a trash can getting banged on with a bat and sees a video monitor. Now, a video monitor sitting there could be for, you know, guys thinking that they're going to be watching old, you know, swings on a pitcher, which they do. They'll get clips. They get it when they get on the charter or before the game. They can watch, you know, what this pitcher throws. So they're, you know, embracing the technology. I like the idea of some communication between the pitcher and catcher. He holds up his glove. He can actually talk to the catcher. I'm going fastball. And then the catcher, so the hitter doesn't hear him, can press 1, 2, 3, whatever he can do. You know, I mean, or can click it once, twice, something. So then there's no stealing of signs. Back to the audience we go, Doug in Kansas. You're on the Saturday Night Huge Show.
Well, hello, sir. I'm very honored to be on your show.
Thank you for listening.
I tell you what, I always thought the science team was part of baseball. It was better. Back, I was born in 1949. And when I grew up, you know, it's just science stealing was just part of baseball. You know, if you just steal the other team's sign, yeah, that's what it was. But I tell you what, this world today is just absolutely nuts. And if they're going to punish the Astros like this, they're going to have to get on all of them, yeah, especially Boston. You know, are they going to let Boston slide on this, sir? What do you think?
I appreciate the call in Kansas, Doug. I agree. There's selective sanctioning. Selective sanctioning. The Astros and baseball put it all on Hinch and Luna, the manager and GM. I still can't believe that, you know, and Fires came out and he's getting heat. You know, is he a rat? Is he a hero? I still can't believe they were able to pull it off and nobody found out about it. Let's go to Rick in Hawaii. It's always beautiful in Hawaii. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Aloha, Hughes. How's it going, man?
Aloha to you, my friend.
I've been waiting on hold to talk to you, and you spilled out all my good ideas. But listen, man, here's my thing. I don't have any horses in this race as far as baseball teams because Hawaii doesn't have one, right? But one word, man, one word, integrity. Integrity. This is the direction that the world is going in. I mean, like you said, of everybody on the team is banging on a trash can. Everybody knew what was going on, even down to the bat boys, the trainers, the doctors. If they're there every game and then these guys are banging on a trash can, they're bound to ask what's going on. So, like you said, with that many people on the team, how is it that no one said anything?
Mm. I don't know, Rick, and thanks for listening in Hawaii. I have no idea. You know, one of those guys, Altuve, could come clean and say, you know what, I use the trash can during home playoff games. I'm going to donate the money I made, my playoff share, to a charity in Houston. Charity in Venezuela, where he's from. And it'd be over. All those players just come out and say, yeah, we were wrong. And we're the most forgiving society on earth. And they're going to donate the money to local charities, and it ends. Instead, you got to circle the wagons, and that never works. 1-855-212-4CBS at Saturday Huge on Twitter and Saturday Night Huge Show on Facebook.